Hello students, in previous modules we have completed various methods of indefinite integration. In this module we are going to complete definite integration. Let f of x be a continuous function defined on closed interval ab, then integral of a to b f of x dx is called definite integral of f of x in the closed interval a to b. First fundamental theorem of integral calculus. F of x be a continuous function defined on closed interval ab and a of x area function, then a of x is equal to integral of a to x fu du for all x belongs to closed interval ab, then d by dx of a of x is equal to f of x. In other words, a of x is antiderivative of f of x. Second fundamental theorem of integral calculus. If f of x is a continuous function defined on the closed interval ab and capital F of x is antiderivative of small f of x, then integral of a to b small f of x dx is equal to f of b minus f of a. The definite integral is denoted by a to b f of x dx, where a is called lower limit of the integral and b is called upper limit of the integral. The definite integral has unique value. A to b f of x dx defined as the definite integral of f of x from x is equal to a to x equal to b denotes area bounded by the curve f of x, x axis, x is equal to a and x equal to b. In definite integration, there is no need to add integration constant. Suppose if we consider f of x plus c, then integral of a to b f of x is equal to f of x plus c from a to b, which is nothing but f of b plus c minus f of a plus c, which is f of b plus c minus f of a minus c, which is f of b minus f of a. Therefore, we need not add c in definite integration. Let us move on to some examples. Integral of 1 to 2 4x cube minus 5x square plus 6x plus 9 dx. I is equal to integral of 4x cube minus 5x square plus 6x plus 9 dx. Therefore, I is equal to 4 into x to the power of 4 by 4 minus 5 into x cube by 3 plus 6 into x square by 2 plus 9x. Therefore, I is equal to x to the power of 4 by 4 minus 5x cube by 3 plus 3x square plus 9x, which is equal to capital F of x. Therefore, by second fundamental theorem of integral calculus, 1 to 2 4x cube minus 5x cube by 3 plus 6x plus 9 dx is equal to F of 2 minus F of 1. That is 4 into 2 cube minus 5 by 3 into 2 cube plus 6 into 2 plus 9 minus 4 into 1 cube minus 5 by 3 into 1 square plus 6 into 1 plus 9, which simplifies to 33 minus 35 by 3, which is equal to 64 by 3. Now let us see another example. Integral of 0 to pi by 2 sine square x dx. Let I is equal to integral of sine square x dx, which is equal to integral of 1 minus cos 2x by 2. Since sin square x is 1 minus cos 2x by 2. Therefore, it simplifies to integral of dx by 2 minus integral of cos 2x by 2 dx. Therefore, I is equal to x by 2 plus sin 2x by 2 into 2, which is nothing but x by 2 plus sin 2x by 4, which is capital F of x. Therefore, by second fundamental theorem of integral calculus, 0 to pi by 2 sin square x dx is f of pi by 2 minus f of 0. Substituting the values, we get pi by 4 plus 0 minus 0 minus 0, which is equal to pi by 4. Therefore, 0 to pi by 2 sin square x dx is pi by 4. Integral of pi by 6 to pi by 4 cosecant x dx. Let I is equal to pi by 6 to pi by 4 cosecant x dx. We know integral of cosecant x dx is equal to log cosecant x minus cot x, which is our f of x.
Therefore, by second fundamental theorem of integral calculus, integral of pi by 6 to pi by 4 cosecant x dx is equal to f of pi by 4 minus f of pi by 6, which is log cosecant pi by 4 minus cot pi by 4 minus log of cosecant pi by 6 minus cot pi by 6, which is equal to log of root 2 minus 1 minus log of 2 minus root 3, which is equal to log of root 2 minus 1 by 2 minus root 3. Therefore, integral of pi by 6 to pi by 4 cosecant x dx is log root 2 minus 1 by 2 minus root 3.
Evaluate integral of 0 to 1 x e power x plus sine pi x by 4 dx. Integral of x e power x plus sine pi x by 4 dx can be separated as integral of x e power x plus integral of sine pi x by 4 dx. Therefore, I is equal to x into integral of e power x minus integral of d by dx of x into integral of e power x dx plus minus cos pi x by 4 by pi by 4, which is equal to x e power x minus integral of e power x dx minus 4 by pi cos pi x by 4, which is equal to x e power x minus 4 by pi cos pi x by 4. Therefore, by second fundamental theorem of calculus, we get integral equal to f of 1 minus f of 0, which is 1 into e power 1 minus e power 1 minus 4 by pi cos pi by 4 minus 0 into e power 0 minus e power 0 minus 4 by pi cos 0, which is nothing but minus 4 by pi into 1 by root 2 plus 1 plus 4 by pi, which is equal to 1 plus 4 by pi minus 2 root 2 by pi. Therefore, integral of 0 to 1 x e power x plus sine pi x by 4 dx is 1 plus 4 by pi minus 2 root 2 by pi. Definite integrals by the method of substitution. Consider a definite integral of the form I is equal to a to b f of g of x into g dash x dx. By observation, we can substitute g of x is equal to t implies g dash x dx is equal to dt. When x is equal to b, t is equal to g of b, and when x is equal to a, t is equal to g of a. Therefore, the integral changes to integral of g of a to g of b ft dt. Integrate the new integrand with respect to the new variable. So, let us see some examples in substitution method. Find the value of 0 to 1 x e power x square dx. We can clearly see that x square differentiation is 2x. Therefore, let x square is equal to t implies 2x dx is equal to dt. As x tends to 1, t tends to 1, and as x tends to 0, t tends to 0. So, changing the limits with respect to new variables, I is equal to half 0 to 1 e power t dt. I is equal to half integral 0 to 1 e power t dt. That is equal to half e power t from 0 to 1, which is equal to half into e power 1 minus e power 0, which is equal to half of e minus 1. Therefore, integral of 0 to 1 x e power x square is equal to half into e minus 1. Find the value of 1 to 2 phi x square by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx. By observation, we can see that it is an improper rational function. So, dividing numerator by denominator, that is dividing phi x square by x square plus 4x plus 3, we get phi x square by x square plus 4x plus 3 equal to phi minus of 20x plus 15 by x square plus 4x plus 3. Therefore, I is equal to integral of 1 to 2 phi minus 20x plus 15 by x square plus 4x plus 3. So, I is equal to integral of 1 to 2 phi dx minus integral of 1 to 2 20x plus 15
by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx, which is equal to 5x from 1 to 2 minus I1, where I1 is equal to integral of 1 to 2 20x plus 15 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx. Let 20x plus 15 is equal to a into d by dx of x square plus 4x plus 3 plus b, implies 20x plus 15 is equal to a into 2x plus 4 plus b. On comparison, 2a is equal to 20 and 4a plus b is equal to 15. Therefore, we get a is equal to 10 and b is equal to minus 25. Therefore, we write 2x plus 15 as 10 into 2x plus 4 minus 25. Substituting this in I1, we get I1 is equal to 1 to 2, 10 into 2x plus 4 minus 25 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx. Separating it, we get I1 is equal to 1 to 2, 20x plus 40 by x square plus 4x plus 3 minus integral of 1 to 2, 25 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx, which is equal to 10 into integral of 1 to 2, 2x plus 4 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx minus 25 into integral of 1 to 2, 1 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx. In the first integral, let us put x square plus 4x plus 3 is equal to t. Therefore, 2x plus 4 into dx is dt. Hence, the first integral changes to integral of 1 to 2 dt by t. That is equal to log t from 1 to 2, which is equal to log of x square plus 4x plus 3 from 1 to 2, which is equal to log 15 minus log 8. Keep it as equation 1. Now let us take the second integral. 1 to 2, 1 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx is equal to integral of 1 to 2, 1 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx is equal to integral of 1 to 2, 1 by x square plus 4x plus 4 minus 1. That is adding 1 and subtracting 1 in the denominator. Integral of 1 to 2, 1 by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx changes to integral of 1 to 2, 1 by x plus 2 whole square minus 1 dx. It is in the form of 1 by x square minus a square, which is equal to half into log of x plus 2 minus 1 by x plus 2 plus 1 from 1 to 2, half, which is equal to half of log x plus 1 by x plus 3 from 1 to 2, which is equal to half of log of 3 by 5 minus half log 2 by 4. Let it be equation 2. So adding 1 and 2 to get I1. So I1 is equal to 10 into log 15 minus log 8 minus 25 into half log 3 by 5 minus half log half. That is equal to 10 log 3 plus 10 log 5 minus 30 log 2 minus 25 by 2 log 3 plus 25 by 2 log 5 minus 25 by 2 log 2. Simplifying this, 45 by 2 log 5 minus 5 by 2 log 3 minus 85 by 2 log 2. Substituting I1 in I, integral of 1 to 2 5x square by x square plus 4x plus 3 dx is equal to 5 minus 45 by 2 log 5, 5 by 2 log 3 plus 85 by 2 log 2. Let us see one more example. Integral of 0 to 1 sine inverse 2x by 1 plus x square dx. By observation, we can see 2x by 1 plus x square is given. Implies, if we substitute x is equal to tan theta, it changes to sine 2 theta. Therefore, let us substitute x is equal to tan theta. Implies, dx is secant square theta d theta. When x equal to 0, theta is 0. And when x equal to 1, theta is equal to pi by 4. Therefore, changing into new variable, I is equal to 0 to pi by 4 sine inverse 2 tan theta by 1 plus tan square theta into secant square theta d theta, which is equal to 0 to pi by 4 sine inverse sine 2 theta into secant square theta d theta, which is equal to 0 to pi by 4 2 theta secant square theta d theta, which is equal to twice integral of 0 to pi by 4 theta secant square theta d theta. Integrating this by taking theta as first function and secant square theta as second function and integrating by part. So, I is equal to 2 into theta into integral of secant square theta from 0 to pi by 4 minus integral of 0 to pi by 4 d by d theta of theta into integral of secant square theta d theta, which gives us I is equal to 2 theta tan theta from 0 to pi by 4 minus 0 to pi by 4 tan theta d theta, which is equal to 2 theta tan theta from 0 to pi by 4 minus log secant theta from 0 to pi by 4. I is equal to 2 theta tan theta minus log secant x from 0 to pi by 4. Substituting 0 to pi by 4 in the limits, we get it as 2 into pi by 4 minus 2 into log root 2 minus log 1, which is equal to pi by 2 minus 2 log root 2, which is equal to pi by 2 minus log 2. In this module, we have learnt about definite integration. Definite integration as area bounded by the curve between the limits and definite integration by substitution method. Thank you.